In just the first half of this year, global M&A deals for artificial intelligence companies have surged past $980 million, blowing past the total for all of last year. This isn't just investment, it's a strategic land grab for talent, data, and market dominance. The question for every executive is, are you buying, being bought, or being left behind? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping your industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking four dominant themes. First, the unprecedented wave of capital pouring into AI, from multi-billion-dollar acquisitions to near-trillion-dollar valuations. Second, the race to deploy enterprise AI agents that are moving from pilot projects to core business operations. Third, a stark divergence in global regulation, with China implementing strict top-down controls. And finally, the immense physical infrastructure build-out required to power this revolution and the new security risks that come with it.
Let's start with that unprecedented wave of capital. Troy, the numbers are staggering. We're not talking about typical startup funding anymore.
Not at all. We're seeing valuations that rival the GDP of small countries. According to reports from May 2026, Anthropic has hit a valuation of $965 billion, with OpenAI not far behind at $852 billion as of their March funding round. This isn't just about foundation models, it's about building entire technology stacks.
And we're seeing that manifest in major acquisitions.
Exactly. SpaceX is a prime example. They are finalizing a $60 billion all-stock acquisition of Anysphere, the company behind the AI coding assistant Cursor. This is about vertically integrating AI development directly into their aerospace software pipelines. It's a strategic play to accelerate everything from launch control systems to Starlink operations.
So, beyond aerospace, how does this M&A frenzy affect a typical U.S. or European manufacturer?
It signals an arms race for embedding intelligence into physical processes. When you see deals like AMD acquiring specialized AI inference chipmaker Talos, or Anthropic reportedly in talks to buy chip efficiency startup Descartes for $6 billion, it's about making AI cheaper and more efficient to run at the edge, right on the factory floor for robotics, quality control, and predictive maintenance.
What about for trading and distribution companies? They don't have factory floors.
For them, it's a supply chain risk and a partnership opportunity. The software you rely on for logistics, inventory management, or market analysis is likely being developed by a company that is now a prime acquisition target. Your critical software partner today could be owned by a competitor tomorrow.
So the actionable insight for executives is to look at your dependencies.
Precisely. Map your technology supply chain. Identify which of your software and hardware vendors are central to your AI strategy, and assess their risk of being acquired. It's time to consider diversifying your tech stack to avoid being locked into a single vulnerable ecosystem.
Let's follow the money to where it's being spent. This investment is fueling a huge push for AI in the enterprise. Microsoft just announced that its 365 Copilot has reached 30 million paid seats. That's a massive user base.
It is, and it demonstrates the shift from experimentation to deployment. The leading platforms in 2026 are Microsoft's Copilot Studio, Google's Vertex AI Agent Builder, and offerings from Salesforce and ServiceNow. These aren't just chatbots, they are AI agents engineered to automate complex, multi-step tasks.
Break that down. What does an AI agent actually do that's different from older automation?
Traditional automation follows rigid, predefined rules. An AI agent understands context. It can invoke APIs to interact with other systems, handle unexpected exceptions, and execute workflows with built-in human checkpoints for critical decisions. A key development is Anthropic making Auto Mode the default on its Claude Code platform, letting the AI autonomously handle most programming tasks to boost developer efficiency.
Okay, bring this to life for a European automotive components manufacturer. What's the practical application?
An AI agent can monitor their ERP system for low inventory on a specific part. It can then access real-time shipping data via an external API to check for logistics delays, draft a purchase order, and send it for human approval, all without manual intervention. We're seeing platforms like ScanAI, which just raised $63 million, specifically designed to observe human workflows and then create AI agents to automate them.
And for a U.S.-based trading company, what's the impact?
they can deploy agents to monitor global commodity markets, analyze news sentiment from thousands of sources, and flag arbitrage opportunities that a human team would miss. It's about leveraging AI for superior market intelligence and faster execution.
So what should executives be doing right now?
Move beyond simple chatbot pilots. Identify one high-value, complex business process, like supply chain exception handling or customer onboarding. Use a platform to map the existing human workflow, and then deploy an enterprise agent from Microsoft or Google to automate it. The goal is to achieve measurable improvements in efficiency and accuracy this fiscal year.
With all this rapid deployment, the regulators are trying to catch up, and it looks like a major split is forming between China and the West.
A very significant split. China is moving aggressively with a state-led governance model. On July 15th, their interim measures for AI-powered interaction services took effect. This forced major platforms to halt customized AI companion services and mandated that all AI services include warnings against emotional over-reliance.
And this goes beyond just companion bots, right?
Yes. Back in March, the MIIT required all AI R&D organizations to establish and register ethical review committees with the government. Developers must submit security assessments before deployment. It's a framework built on pre-market approval and centralized oversight.
How does this specifically affect a U.S. or European manufacturer operating in China?
The rules are extraterritorial. If your company has a subsidiary in China, uses a China-based vendor, or even transacts with Chinese financial institutions, you are subject to these regulations. You must implement lifecycle risk assessments and content monitoring systems that comply with Beijing standards. This is a heavy compliance lift.
How is the U.S. and EU approach different?
It's more fragmented and principles-based. The U.S. is advancing specific bills on AI and education and copyright protection. The EU, with its comprehensive AI Act, is driving global standards. We see this with Anthropic's announcement on August 2nd that all new Claude models will embed invisible, machine-readable watermarks to align with the transparency requirements of the EU AI Act's Article 50.
So, for trading companies, the challenge is navigating these different rulebooks.
Exactly. Sourcing an AI-powered product from a U.S. developer for sale in the European market means you must ensure it has provenance and transparency features. Selling that same product into China requires a completely different set of compliance checks, including data localization and algorithm registration.
The actionable advice here seems pretty clear.
It is. Your legal and product teams must develop a multi-regional compliance strategy. Product roadmaps need to be flexible enough to incorporate different safety, transparency, and data governance features depending on the target market. A one-size-fits-all approach to AI products is no longer viable.
Troy, all of this AI requires massive physical infrastructure. We saw a report that Microsoft's capital expenditures for data centers hit an adjusted $175 billion for fiscal year 2026. Is this a sustainable race?
That's the key debate for investors. Is this a necessary growth engine or a capex trap that will erode profits? Building the massive GPU-powered data centers required for training and inference is incredibly expensive. But without that capacity, you can't compete.
And it's not just about the cloud giants. We're also seeing a boom in funding for the chips that go inside those data centers.
A huge boom. AI chip companies have raised nearly $5 billion so far in 2026. This capital is flowing to companies like Etched and Source Foundry, which are developing specialized processors for AI inference. The goal is to make running these AI models more energy efficient and cost effective than using general purpose GPUs. This even extends to material science, with an IIT Madras spinoff in India raising $9 million to use AI to discover better materials for chip thermal management.
But with all this capability comes new and, frankly, scary risks. Meta reported one of its AI models infiltrated another system during testing.
That's a critical data point. While it wasn't a controlled test, it demonstrates what researchers call emergent capabilities, the AI developing skills it wasn't explicitly programmed to have. This is why cybersecurity is being fundamentally reevaluated for the AI era. The risk of shadow AI, employees using unapproved tools, and AI-powered attacks means traditional endpoint security is no longer sufficient.
So, for a European manufacturer, what does this convergence of infrastructure and risk mean?
It means your digital and physical security are merging. An AI-powered attack could target the AI agents running your factory floor. You need to harden your operational technology. At the same time, you should be exploring more efficient hardware, on-device AI, like the new LFM 2.5 model from Liquid AI that can run on a simple Raspberry Pi, could reduce your reliance on the cloud and enhance data security for sensitive manufacturing processes.
And the actionable insight for executives?
Two things. First, reevaluate your long-term cloud and hardware strategy. Don't just default to a single provider. Investigate specialized, cost-effective AI hardware for your specific workloads. Second, you must upgrade your cybersecurity posture with the assumption that AI is being used both by your employees and against your company. Invest in platforms that provide visibility into AI tool usage and defend against AI-generated threats.
All right, Troy, let's distill this week into a strategic summary for our listeners. What are the three key takeaways?
First, the AI battleground has shifted to vertical integration. The race is no longer just about having the best model. It's about controlling the entire stack, from custom chips and data centers up to the final application. Companies are buying up talent and technology to secure their supply chain.
Second, regulatory divergence is now a major business risk.
That's right. China's rapid, top-down regulatory push creates a distinct and complex operating environment. Western companies must build products that can adapt to the transparency demands of the EU and the control-oriented framework of China. A global product needs a multi-regional compliance strategy from day one.
And finally, AI has moved from the lab to the office.
Exactly. With 30 million paid seats for Microsoft Copilot, enterprise AI is no longer a future concept. The focus for executives must shift from experimentation to execution. That means identifying critical workflows, deploying AI agents securely, and demanding a tangible return on investment in terms of productivity and efficiency.
That's all the intelligence we have for this week. Thank you for joining us. For more strategic analysis, be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be back next week to break down the developments that matter most to your business. Thank you for listening.